Good afternoon and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys bonus, our education hour. We are absolutely surrounded by education here at this place, are we not?
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know what I love is the ability to walk up and touch things. You can walk into these exhibits. I didn't say people, so don't
say,
give me that look.
I'm glad there's a divider between us.
I do. I love the exhibits, you know, where people bring product samplings. And I know I mentioned Joe Mars exhibit there a while ago, but I really like that stuff. I need to put my hands on things. If I buy a piece of furniture, I'm the guy that's going to turn it over upside down and look at the bottom of it and see how they assembled it.
You know, we keep talking about floor coatings. People can come here and see those floor coatings, touch them. Oh, so this is what the guys keep talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Yeah. So we actually, our next guest coming up, Jason Sawinski from Performance Remodeling, we're going to be talking, actually listening to him for the next hour.
We are. We'll get an education.
But they've got a nice big exhibit down here at the show that you can come down to and put your hands on probably most of the product that they offer. We'll have to have Jason verify that.
Yep, and we're going to be talking about a very big promotion that they're going to be doing for WJR listeners.
I know.
Coming up. So stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys featuring our good friends from Performance Remodeling right here on AM 760 WJR.
Yeah, we appreciate you being with us, and we're going to tell you right now, if you're sick of listening to us over the last 2 hours, we got a guy that knows everything about roofing, windows, siding, etc. Jason Sawinski, our audience has met you before, and I was just, you were reminding me, I guess, that when we were at Cobo, we also met your owner, Rich.
Rich, yep.
He is equally passionate to you, so that was an interesting interview because you were both so darn passionate about what you do.
Yeah, we just kept talking over each other because, you know, we can't. We both can't help ourselves, so
that's cool.
Yeah,
we get it.
Yeah.
Now, my wife just heard that, Ken.
But if you guys keep having me, I'm going to ask that I get put into the promotional picture.
We told you to come on up and sit with us here. I hate looking down. I truly do.
I just thought it was because I was tall. I was like, you guys are forcing me to sit down below you guys.
You can stand anytime you want to, buddy. Do us a favor.
Yeah. I'll be standing all weekend. I think this is a good rest for me.
I respect that. Good. So a little history of Performance Remodeling in the windows, roofing, and siding business.
So we opened in 2006, and we opened as primarily a fiberglass window and door company because that was where the market was going, the better product that's going to last you forever, and that's what customers were looking for. So our owner, Rich, opened the doors in 2006. We added siding, and I think in like 2010, roofing in 2012, and we've basically expanded on those as the core of our business all the way up until now, and they're pretty much equal thirds of our business now when you look at it. But the whole goal was putting in a product that's going to last. We're guaranteeing that product for life because it is the better product, more energy efficient. And that's pretty much our core model, is to make sure you're getting the better product. And we've got options to fit everybody instead of just forcing one single thing down everybody, you know, because that's all we have. We have options for everybody, but they're all going to last.
He used the G word.
Yeah, though. I think he made a mistake. You meant warranty, right?
Oh, no, I mean guarantee. We don't, warranties is taboo with us. You know, warranties have little riders in them that start to knock off little details about it after time. Ours is a guarantee. So that means if we say it's lasting this long, that's material and labor for this long. It's not, oh, well, the paint is not covered, the screen's not covered, the handle's not covered after 5 years. And I love looking at other companies' warranties because I always flip it to the back and then I tear the entire thing to pieces in the first few paragraphs.
I'm with you. I love doing that, too. It truly is fascinating, isn't it, if you're in the industry to see what other people are selling as a promise, if you will, and to know that a lot of those aren't even worth the paper they're printed on.
And you can't. The feedback I get from a lot of homeowners that do business with us on the negatives that they've had with other companies, big name, big brand.
Yeah.
Is that's exactly it. They trusted the name, yep. Thinking, well, if they, you know, they have the name, and if they say that this is what they're giving, well, you got to read the fine print with them too. It just doesn't mean because they're a national brand that means that it's any different. You know, all those things apply. They're stopping coverage on certain things all along the way, and by the time it fails, it's basically you're on the hook for replacing it again at full price. You know,
yeah.
that's the unfortunate part.
And a lot
that's
of those
not
are,
how we do it.
A lot of those are one size fits all companies too.
They are. Most of them are not customizable for them to be efficient. They want to mass produce. They want to do, you know, certain runs, certain sizes and things, and they're going to try and fit that into your house where everything we do is customized to your house, every opening, everything. Sometimes it takes longer to get, but that's the right way to do it to make that product last.
Yeah.
Instead of jamming it in, or, you know, you end up I've seen lots of things, and it's shameful sometimes the way I've seen things.
I agree.
I actually just saw a photo of a window that we were replacing, and our installer took out the exterior trim. This thing had been shimmed in about 4 inches on each side. It's like, that's
Wow.
It's embarrassing.
That's a construction.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Mortal sin.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. They're just like, oh, we ordered, either they ordered the wrong size or it came wrong. And instead of doing the right thing and getting it replaced, they're like, yeah, they won't notice. And they just threw it in there.
Wasn't the room darker?
And that's why that's so important, because you mean, one of the things that we're seeing in the industry are people are just throwing bodies out there.
Yeah.
They're just throwing, because it's so hard to find someone. They just want someone on the job that the homeowner has no idea whether they're going to be able to flash a window properly when they're done.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the little things that mean so much. And you're not going to put out those guarantees unless you know you have the right people.
We can't do it because the size of the company that we are, you know, it's every time you go back for something that costs money. And as we're growing more and more jobs, you can't get back to these things. We have to eliminate these things. And the way you do that is with proper certified installers. These guys know what they're doing. So we don't have to go back and fix something because, one, we don't have the time to do it.
Oh.
That's just the truth of it. So, our guys, they're out there doing the right thing for us every single day. They're not bouncing between places. Most of the time you're meeting your installer before anything's even ordered because he's taking a custom measurement, a custom list of how much of this trim or a certain product that's got to be for this very specific install. And we're ordering what he needs so it's there when he needs it on the day of install. It's done properly, and we move on. So in most scenarios, you're meeting the guy before he's even at your home to install it. So we're building a level of trust there, too. And, you know, like, hey, I've got this dog, or I want to move this, you know.
Yeah.
A guy that shows up on the day with the products to install, he's never been there before. It's kind of like going in blind, and we just don't do it that way.
No, you wouldn't do that, hopefully, to your customer or to your people. Let me ask you mentioned earlier that you don't try to jam a product down a customer's throat. When we come back, let's talk about maybe some options that are available through Performance Remodeling.
Absolutely.
The company is Performance Remodeling. The website is windowsroofingsiding.com. Longtime team partner of the Inside Outside guys. Call them now, 586-540-6000. Stick around for more with Performance Remodeling, only on the Inside Outside guys, WJR.
Ken and Chuck and Jason Sawinski from Performance Remodeling. You've met him before several times on the show. We're thrilled to have him with us during this next hour. Jason, better if you talk than us, because you certainly know your product. But before we went to break, you had made reference to the fact that you don't try to jam a one-size-fits-all solution down a prospective client's proverbial throat, if you will. You guys offer different types of product for different applications?
Yeah, so every scenario is different. Every home's different based on need and then want. So sometimes, you know,
what are some of the variables? Forgive me, but
a want might be. I'll tell you one change, and it's funny. I've heard a few people mention it over the weekend so far. Is especially in windows, like a want is black windows.
Oh my gosh!
It's,
yes,
it's unbelievable. Yeah. The trend with black windows.
What's up with that?
It's modern, but it can go with any brick. It can kind of work off and play off of any color. So
that's like pink sink, though, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't that going to very quickly be?
See,
out?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
We've done so many of them in the last couple years. As I've seen them, it's just like no matter what the style of house, you think modern farmhouse, you know, white board and batten siding and
sure.
A black window looks, you know, and it does look amazing. But then I've seen colonials. I've seen all kinds. I mean, just in my neighborhood, some of my neighbors, the 7, 8 or more have gone in black. They all have different style houses. They all look phenomenal.
Okay. So, more contrast now than ever.
Yeah, and so it gives a little bit of pop to it. And I don't, and it's not, it's
you
there's
don't
just
see
something
it as
about
being a fad.
I don't actually.
Okay.
Like I said, it looks amazing. So that's a want. You know, but a lot, so people come in and they'll talk to us and they'll say, okay, well, I want black. And they're like, okay, somebody told me to get vinyl windows. And I'll say, don't do it.
Okay.
And they'll go, and they look, well, what do you mean? Yeah, I thought you have them. Like, we do have them. But I've got them in vinyl and I've got them in fiberglass. And I would never tell you to do them in vinyl because they will heat up badly and the frames will end up splitting over time. That's the truth of it. So we're being honest with them and saying, but if you do the fiberglass one, they're going to last you forever. You're going to love the way they look forever, and you're not going to have those issues. But
now you offer both, so.
And we offer both because once again, the idea is that if somebody wants something and they're dead set on it, we have the product.
Do you have a different guarantee then for that product, or
certain ones we will. We'll scale it. You know, 20-year warranty on vinyl, and then you'll have a 50-year on fiberglass.
Okay.
So there is a difference there. You know, some people say, hey, I'm moving, you know, I'm downsizing because the last kid is graduating next year, and but I want to redo the house before I sell it, and, you know, I don't need a fiberglass window per se. I'm just trying to get the house ready to sell. Well, we have an option for that.
So you consider the fiberglass to be kind of the Cadillac, as it were?
There is no comparison in this industry.
Okay.
You can line up it, What's the term we've heard a lot recently is to follow the science. It's just that. And so anytime anybody wants to talk materials with me, I'll say, let's just strip the brands away and talk about the material. I'll tell you, show me how you can make a window stronger than a fiberglass window. And nobody seems to be able to do that. So,
well, we installed the aluminum ones 45 years ago.
Yeah, and they all ice up on the and they all
I'm sorry.
Ice,
I,
yeah, it's
I was throwing you a big curveball with that.
Yeah. So, oh no, my house growing up in Hamtramck, I remember used to have to chip the ice off the aluminum windows
goodness,
in the bathroom.
Yes.
So yeah, good idea for rigidity
strong.
And strength. Terrible idea for efficiency.
Yes.
Actually they started the first aluminum windows were made for boxcars in San Francisco. That's how they were originally made.
I didn't know that.
But that was a technology back
and
then.
That was in 1917. So,
oh.
Yeah, the technology, people weren't talking energy efficiency then.
No.
And that's why the products have changed over time. And at a certain point, they thought vinyl was going to be the answer. In fact, there used to be a marketing term you guys might remember is vinyl is final.
Yep.
Because they thought that would be the longer-lasting, efficient product, but it depends on where you're at. Southern states can make vinyl windows last longer. They have one steady, warmer climate. Anything in the Midwest and the Northeast has four seasons.
Per day.
But, yeah, I was going to say, you have two extremes, really. I mean, we can have over 100 and we can get into the negative sometimes. So,
I'm so old that we were installing the early vinyl sidings.
The trough urinals, is that what you're talking about?
I mean, they were a terrible product.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's come a long way.
It has.
It's not the same product today.
Yeah. I mean, they as everything, all the companies have had to evolve, and the ones that didn't are no longer around.
The science has evolved.
Yes, and if they just said, hey, this is the way we manufacture it, and this is what it's going to be, if they didn't keep up with everybody else, those guys have gone by the wayside. Everybody else has had to find a better way, whether it's treating it, putting different things in it, to whether it's keeping it from expansion and contraction.
Movement.
Yeah, limited
the color
movement,
stability.
Expanded nail hems and things like that to kind of allow it as a system to shift on a house if the house was to settle, you know, because that's not necessarily a temperature thing with the siding. That's the house.
Yeah.
So the technology has come along, but there's you're always going to have different classes of what's the better grade of a product. And that's kind of how we do it, to make sure we have that option for everybody and every budget.
So how do you set up the pricing? If you come to my house, how does the consultation work?
So that's a great question, because it always seems strange. Usually when you get to someone's home, they're like, they want to dive right in. It's like, okay, let's get, you got a measuring tape here. I can help you measure. Or I can, and it's like, let's just take 5 or 10 minutes to sit down and tell me why I'm here.
It's an engineer, like, well, you know, an engineer would have the dimensions for you, right?
Yeah, that's true. And actually, he's the one that wants you to sit down. He wants to tie you down with a rope and talk to you about it for 5 hours, but which is fine.
Yeah.
But it's if you take, we want to sit down and we want to ask you. I know I'm here for windows, or I know I'm here for siding, but I want to know what's important to you, and I want to ask you the questions. And sometimes when you ask the right questions, you can actually get the answer that the homeowner doesn't even know that they have, based on wants, needs, and things that are going on, issues in the house, issue that they don't even think is relative to that product might give you an idea of, hey, this is how I can resolve it. And so by asking those questions, we can narrow
issues?
It down.
Jason?
I mean, well, you can, you know, sometimes people will say, oh, I want to replace the, you know, I want to cover the trim, or I need new gutters, or I need this. And you know, I'll ask, hey, do you have any water marks on the inside? Do you have that? You know, people ask, do I need a bigger gutter size, or do I, you know, and I'll ask, why does it matter if I have water marks? And I'll say, well, it depends. Cause if, you know, if you got a smaller gutter and you're getting, it's overflowing back behind your fascia, now you're getting, yeah. And they think it might be coming from the roof. It's not the roof, it's the gutter. Different things can lead to different answers. So if we ask those, you know, we can kind of identify what they might need and make that suggestion for them.
So as a homeowner, how do I know I need new windows? I mean, besides feeling the wind when you walk by,
they whistle at you when you walk by?
There you go, yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously the drafts are a big thing. That's what typically people notice right away. Just overall room temperature. If your heating is constantly kicking back on, it's just a sign that the house isn't being able to regulate the temperature correctly. You're losing it. I think in fact they equate 3 average size windows, inefficient windows, is equal to leaving your refrigerator door open as far as energy loss. And people can't equate. You would never leave. If I walked in and opened somebody's refrigerator door, they might throw me out, but they might hit me on the way out. But nobody would do that. But you've got 30 windows in a house, and you've got this happening 10 times around the house, but people can't equate what they're losing as far as energy and money.
Right. So let's say I'm looking at my windows, and I can tell I have a seal issue, but the windows are still working. I mean, I'm not getting the air. What are some of the consequences of leaving something like that go?
Well, if the seal is broken, that window is not efficient. So the reason that you have a broken seal is the argon gas that's in between the panes, or it could be krypton, but 98% of the time it's argon, has leaked out. That is the barrier. It's, you know, people sometimes think, oh, this company has 5-6 coatings of low E, which is ridiculous. But, you know, they think that's what stops energy transfer. That's UV. But argon is what stops, whether it's hot or cold, from escaping your home. And if the seal's broken, that means all the gas is gone, because it's like dew in the morning. You have 2 competing temperatures creating moisture. And that's why you get the water markings in between, is because you've got 2 temperatures finally meeting. Argon stops each, it's basically a barrier on each side of the glass. And when that's gone, seal's gone, and now you're pouring energy in and out of that window.
I like that. The consultation, back to that, you've listened to my wants, needs, you've digested what you think we want and what we're able to do. Will you then create a proposal that gives me some choices and options?
Yeah, so we'll scale it out and say, okay, so this is what we would suggest based on everything you told me. We also can do it. Usually we'll have 2 or 3 options as far as a way of doing it to present, because obviously budget also comes into play.
Of course.
So, you know, but we also offer the financing options, you know, and we can do 0% for 6 years now. So sometimes, which is helpful when someone wants to do the better product, the right thing for their home, but cash is limited right now. If you can do it at same as cash for 6 years, you can do the right thing for the home. You would be amazed at how many people will tell us that they had just done a project 5 or 6 years ago and we're now replacing it. It's because they had to do it based on the finances, but now they're buying it again. So in the end, they still paid for it twice.
Well, you've got a lot of great reasons for people to call Performance Remodeling. Stick around. Jason's got a huge announcement coming from Performance Remodeling. Stay tuned for more with the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Performance Remodeling on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind everybody, Performance Remodeling is one of our sponsors, and we've got Jason Sawinski from that very company with us. I don't believe in fear-mongering. I truly don't. I detest it. But prices aren't going to go down in the next many years. I'm willing to go out there and say I'm the one that said that. If somebody wants to challenge me on it, how do you feel about that, whether it's labor, materials, or product?
I agree with you wholeheartedly on both labor and materials. You know, there's labor, good labor, has been hard to find for a long time.
And it's a struggle when you get it to not overcompensate them and risk them in the future, right?
Right. So, if you got a guy that's worth what he makes, you know, you got to pay him competitive rates. And, you know, as people have been doing more and more work, the industry's growing. They're in more demand. There's less installers, and there's more demand. So their rates have gone up and will continue to go up because, you know, like I said, if you're a good installer, you deserve it, and that's what's going to happen. So that's been an issue we've been dealing with for a long time now.
So we hearken back to what you kind of dipped your toe in before the break, where you mentioned, and I had to question you on it, 5-year 0% money.
Yep. Actually, up to six.
I thought you said six, but I didn't want to say it.
Yep.
So if somebody needs the work done and they don't feel they have the budget, that's just tremendous because next year it could be 20% higher next year, right, whatever the work is?
It could. I'll give you one example, and I hate throwing it there, but it's the truth that garage doors have gone up 78% since 2020.
Guess who I just called the other day?
8%. Ken's getting new ones. But his are in the price point where he doesn't even look at that anymore.
Yeah,
they hand him an invoice.
No big,
he hands him cash.
Yeah, that's, I know.
Yeah.
But you have my card, right?
So there's no excuse with that kind of financing option for somebody that is in need to not call Performance Remodeling and at least have the discussion, right?
Right. I mean, the other option that we have for people is we can do 18 months with no payments. And, you know, that one used to be more for a customer that had a roof leak or something that had is almost like an emergency. It's like, hey, this wasn't planned for.
Sure.
And you're caught in a pickle, and it's like, okay, well, here we can get the work done, and you just won't.
It's like having your furnace quit. You got to.
You got to get it done. Yeah. So, but even that has become more of an option because people are saying, listen, I know that the rates are going up.
Yeah.
The materials are going up. It's like, so if I waited those 18 months. You know, how much more is it going to be? Several thousand dollars. It's like, well, I can do it now, not have a payment, and save that money. And that's the truth.
Truly.
I mean, it's everything is going up. I mean, new builds have seen what's been happening with wood. I think you guys shared some. It might have been you guys that shared a picture. It said somebody was trading a sheet of plywood for a Corvette and said, "Don't make me any. Don't you know?
I know
I'm
what
not
I
taking
have.
It. I know what I have." And that was the truth of it 6 months ago. Is it was like people couldn't even frame the house because the cost of wood went up overnight that much.
Right.
And so that's the way some of the materials are going. And for most of the materials, especially the better products, they don't fluctuate much. They're not commodities. They go up, and they at a minimum they will stay where they're at for a period.
They create new bottoms, new floors.
That's a really good way to put it. So they're not going back down. That's part of the reason that getting it done sooner, if it's possible, is more important and save that money. And having the options to whether you're just spreading it out equally over time or you're doing it with no payments for 18 months could get it done now. And it legitimately could be thousands depending on the size of your project.
Now, in the old days, before all this new financing came out from the individual contractor, you have to try to run out and get a home improvement loan, or you have to go to the bank and try to get a second mortgage to get this kind of stuff done. And that was a lot bigger process. I mean, you guys can sit in front of their table on first visit if they like, and the salesperson can tell them right then whether they're approved,
in
what
about,
rate they get.
In about 90 seconds.
Yeah.
In
the old days?
Wow.
About 90 days.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a process. I heard you guys talking about somebody earlier where it's like, and prices can fluctuate that quickly for even a contractor. So it's like, if someone's going out trying to get that loan, you know, to get the work done and you're waiting on it and then your cost of materials goes up and now they come back and go, I got the loan. Oh, well, now it's gone up X percent. And you're saying, well, I only got the loan for what you told me to get. And that's the world that we can live in right now with prices. Obviously, we just had a huge natural disaster. That will affect prices.
Yes,
the truth of it is you are going to get an absolutely massive amount of material that is going to be shipped directly into Florida. and they're going to soak up a lot of standing material with these suppliers.
Yeah.
And when that happens, they have to either bring on more staff and buy more materials to rapidly reproduce and refill their stocks, which causes price increases. It's, I know it didn't happen in Michigan, but it's going to cause price fluxes in Michigan.
It is. And we've seen in years gone by when product does that. I remember it happened with OSB maybe 15 years ago. I don't know if you were in the industry then, where literally someone would buy a train car of the product, put it on a siding, mm-hmm. and just hold it.
Hold it.
Like, yeah, like an IRA.
Yep.
But that takes it out of the marketplace, which means all the remaining OSB is worth that much more.
Right.
And you're going to see it. So we're not trying to scare people into buying from Performance Remodeling, but the practical reality is what it is, and we didn't create it.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, we had to adjust over time to make sure that we had the solution to that problem. As you said, we didn't cause it. We only go up when the materials and that, you know, justifies it. And sometimes, honestly, Rich is great about this. Sometimes we don't. We'll just say, hey, we'll hold and we'll adjust and just take a lesson, you know, but there's only so many times you can realistically do that.
You can't ruin the business.
Correct. But we needed to have the solution, and offering those few, we've got 100 finance plans, but those are the two main ones that really solve problems for people.
People hear your commercial, which is wonderful, all day long on WJR. You talk about how important it is getting three bids. And you guys can do that yourself, good, better, best. Can you
right.
can you talk to people about that for a minute, please, especially
yeah.
when it comes to your roof packages?
Yeah. So specifically, yeah, with the roofing, we actually have four. One, the fourth would be a designer. But, you know, most of it's done somewhere within the first two, one, two, or three numbered packages. And it's basically guarantee options, not warranty. Guarantee options for how long that package will last and what material, style, quality of shingle, things like that. We do that because, as you said, that was the staple in industry. Get three bids. And a lot of that's changed because you can Google anything now
yes.
and find out. But the whole three bid thing was to try and identify, okay, who's telling me the truth? So if two guys basically say the same thing and one guy was blowing smoke, you know, it's
yeah.
like you can say, okay, now I'm just going to go with who's more comfortable. But us having an option for everybody that fits their scenario, whether it's budget, want, need, we can actually give them three prices in one.
On three different types of product.
On three different types of product.
I mean, there are different kinds of buyers out there. There are homeowners. There are landlords.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are moving in the next
yep.
year.
Investors, flipping.
There yep. you go, flipping. And those are all people you have to be there to give them their specific package and budget.
For whatever they want.
Right.
And we can do that. And as everyone knows, we run busy. Everybody's there's always something.
Yes.
And you know, I mean, to as a homeowner, to do yourself justice, you want to make sure that you're educating yourself
Amen.
On all the options.
I agree.
And the contractor to make sure he's the right one. You know, but so if you're putting in a couple hours doing this, you know, doing that three separate times with three separate companies is a lot to commit to when you've got work or school, kids. There's a lot of things going on in life. And, you know, and sometimes people have a very narrow schedule, and it's like, hey, we come over, our reps go over, and they're making dinner while they're trying to overhear this.
Yep.
And
no.
it's like you got to do yourself justice and understand exactly what your options are so you can make an educated decision. So we can do, you know, the three bids on three different things right there for them, and they can just say, okay, I'm committing this amount of time. I can educate myself in that time and make a good decision.
And education is key, because I've been in those spots. I've been in the living room where they're way too busy, or part of me wants to go, you know what, do me a favor, give me a call when you guys have time for me.
Because it's
frustrating.
I love it.
Because
yeah.
we take our time. We go out. We want to show them. I mean, how can they know everything that we can offer, you can offer, if they don't sit down and pay attention? And you made a comment about education. If someone's going to get a roofing and a siding package, talking at least $30,000, right? Shouldn't you take 3 hours to make sure you're making the right investment and paying the right people? And shame on
well
you
stated.
If your main qualifier is price. Because if your main qualifier is price, it's going to be price again not long after that. It's not going to last.
That's correct. The people that focus solely on that are the ones that usually end up paying more in the end, because they do. They go with the bottom guy. And that, you know, I always explain it like this. I go, if a guy comes into your home and the first question is have you had any bids, and what's the low one? His sole focus is not to educate you on the quality of his work and his product, but just saying, I can beat anybody's price. that he's going to cut something short, because at the end of the day, he's got to make money on it. And if he had to drop that bid just to win it, you're the one that's losing out. He's going to skimp something.
When we come back, we'll have to expand on that discussion a little bit, right?
And we want to talk about a beautiful sweepstakes that you guys are going to be coming up with, right? We'll talk about more. Hey, stick around for more with Performance Remodeling, broadcasting live from the Novi Home Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace right here on AM 760 WJR. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Inside Outside, guys, broadcasting live from the Novi Home. So right now we are featuring Performance Remodeling with Jason Swinski here with us. You've heard him a ton on the WJR airwaves over the years. Jason, real quick, we want to announce a big thing that Performance Remodeling is doing. But real quick, we want to ask you the four questions that to ask a homeowner should be asking contractors about siding.
About siding specifically? Yes. Well, you can do, okay, so one, are they actually telling me what's the best thing for my house? So, like, you know, are you going over different material types? Are you going over, or are you just saying, you know, this is what I saw it on Google and I think I would look good on my house. Are you actually saying, hey, that's probably not the style you would go with? Are you educating the actual homeowner? So that's a question you should ask yourself. The other one is, you know, the products themselves, is it something brand new? Is the company established? So, you know, you talk about guarantees and we guarantee our products, you know, but manufacturers do offer warranties and that warranty with them is only as good as the company's in business. So, you know, how long is that, you know, that brand been around and are they going to be there if a material needs to be replaced? Because even for us sometimes, and that's why we only do business with the best, is, you know, if something did need to be replaced for a defect, is it still available? So if you had put a specific siding on, and I won't bring up the brand, but there was one that was around maybe 6 or 8 years ago, and it kind of came out gangbusters, and well, it doesn't, it only made it for about 2 or 3 years. So if you needed a panel that needed to be repaired right now, it does not exist. So how are you going to fix that home when two panels on one wall are missing and there's nothing to replace
it. So can we expand that real quickly? We're going to run out of time, but first person warranty, the fact that if I'm your client, I call you when stuff happens, right?
Yes, correct. That's correct. Yeah, it's directly to us. Our service manager, Franca, is amazing. And so she takes it. She gets our service techs out there to identify the problem right away, and we get you the solution. That's it. There's no huff, no fuss.
And siding isn't siding. And the thickness, the quality of the siding really matters a lot.
In our climate, it does, because we, as I was saying earlier, we've got a couple different extremes. So, you know, you put the thinnest stuff on your wall, and that's when you get the buckling and the waving, you know, the minute the temperature starts to go up or go down, and it causes that expansion and contraction. So you want to make sure you have a thicker product. You also don't want it to be paper mache, so the kids kick a soccer ball against it, and you know, they're putting holes in panels constantly because you bought, you know, an 040. You know, panel. It's like you put something better on, put something on insulated backed. It'll give it rigidity and it'll, you know, make it more energy efficient. Put on a composite like we have, and that stuff is, you can fire golf balls off of it and nothing happens to
that's
it.
That's huge. It's especially if you live off a golf course.
You know, you get landscapers that shoot rocks off of stuff all the time and they call and they're like, yeah, they shot a rock through it. And it's like, it's not the homeowner's fault, but it's a landscaper. So, you know, put something that's not going to get damaged right away when they do it. So,
Important. Great answers. Now, real quick, what time we have left? If I grab my phone right now, walked over to that sign, and I scan that barcode,
you better
tell. I don't think I'm eligible, but tell people what that is all about. What is Performance Remodeling doing for the Inside Outside guys and WJR's listeners?
So we have the Window of Opportunity $100,000 sweepstakes, and that pun intended with the Window of Opportunity. But we are we launched it on Saturday, and we will run it through the end of September next year, and at this show next year, we hope to be presenting somebody with a $100,000 check. Everybody's eligible. You don't actually have to purchase to enter it either. Customers will have, if you end up being a customer with us, you'll have a scaled up opportunity. to have more entries in, basically. But yeah, we hope to actually get, we will give up to $100,000 away to somebody for doing home improvements next
now,
year.
You say everyone's eligible, but yep. if by any chance I went over and scanned that, and next year at this show you said, hey, Ken, you're the winner. How do you think that would fly?
Well,
don't worry, you won't be.
As I'm thinking of the rules and regulations now, it does say friends and family of performance employees. So you guys, you know, I know we're friends, so I guess technically you don't count.
Oh, great, great.
So, you know.
But tell everybody else about it.
Yeah, tell everybody else about it. So, yeah, here we've got, there's no way you can miss it. We have the largest booth space here. I mean, and the QRs are everywhere. If they just wanted to go, they can go right to our website, windowsroofingsiding.com. And if they do /sweepstakes, that's where you can actually enter online. But we're going to be promoting this. We're really excited to do it. Nobody is doing anything like this in the market.
No.
Unless you're in Vegas. But you said in the market. But I'm looking. Yes, this isn't $100,000 worth of window siding and roofing. This is $100,000.
No, it's windows, roofing, and siding, or anything exterior home improvements that we do.
Or any of the above.
Yeah, you can pick whatever you need. You can pick what. Yeah, I mean, it's the sky's the limit on what we do. It's $100,000 worth of work.
Wow.
We looked at it and we settled on that number because we actually have had so many jobs that actually exceeded that number this year based on people renovating an entire house.
Wow.
So we're like, what's the top? And we're like, when you look at it, we're like, people are actually doing this. It's like, you know what? We hope that we're giving somebody $100,000. That's what we want. And I mean, with the products and everything available, the availabilities out there, we can do it. And,
I misunderstood. I'm sorry. So that's towards window roofing siding of their house. Wow. Imagine what you could do. I mean, I'd take care of everything in my house.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun to dream.
Oh, not your house.
So if people come down, even though they're going to enter that sweepstakes and they may win it or may not, they can still count on a great, great value from Performance Remodeling.
Every day of the week. So, yeah, obviously I may be biased, but I think we're the best in the business.
If you shouldn't be in business.
Yeah. Yep. I know that our model is the best model in the industry, the way we do it, the way we go, and we are more educational and we're not salespeople, we're consultants. I know that the way we go to market is the best. And I truly believe that. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to get the best quality work you can get with us and the best prices. So it's like, why wouldn't you go with us? This is just kind of like the cherry on top.
And the guarantee.
The guarantee.
I love it. Jason Sawinski from Performance Remodeling. You can continue the discussion with him by coming down here today and actually engaging them. They occupy the space between
we're basically all of aisle 5 and 6 almost. So, yeah, it's hard to miss, and I'll be here all weekend.
Cool.
Thank you very much for coming out with us, buddy. We greatly appreciate it. Hey, everyone, stick around. Stick around for the Michigan State Tailgate Show with Steve Courtney, and we'll be here tomorrow morning, right, buddy?
Yeah, and thanks to Sean and Dave Rieger.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Danielle, back at the studio. It's a wrap. This is the Inside Outside Guy broadcasting live from the Novi Home Show. Make sure you listen in and come down here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.